This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hey, with you, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks, they roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the Pickle Bar, led by the Barrels and the Dills, my two favorites, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. High School Roundtable, we start with the Battle of the Unbeatens. Lewisburg, Warrior Run, Greg Wetzel, already ready. He's already in game mode. He's even wearing pads. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Steve?
Doing great, Greg.
Great.
This start, in some ways, for Lewisburg, could have been scripted any better?
Oh, not a bit. I mean, it's like a dream start for these kids. They played some quality teams. Lime Mountain's a quality team. Hughesville's got a nice team. They come out unscathed. They have some minor bumps and bruises, but they should be pretty much healthy going to this game, and they're excited about this game. I was at practice the other night, and practice was good, crisp practice. Kids are coaches have the undivided attention of the kids, and so it's going to be a fun game to watch, I think, Steve.
How much fun is this for the community at this point? Because, you know, there's been some good, there's some but then this happens. Yeah. How much fun has this been?
Well, you know, they have been talking about it. It's growing, Steve. And I think they get, I'm going to say they probably get 2,000 to 2,500 to a game right now. Mm-hmm. And I think if they win this game, homecoming is next weekend. I think they'll have a heck of a crowd for the homecoming game. You're starting to see the kids come out more to the game. You're seeing community members talk about it downtown. I'm at the golf course, as you know, quite a bit. They're talking about the golf course, how the kids are doing and stuff. So I think it's good. I think they keep this ball rolling. It's going to be really exciting for the community.
To keep the ball rolling, though, against this team, what is on the checklist?
They have to shore up their pass defense. And now, they have played Lime Mountain, who had a pretty balanced offense, and they did a good job of shutting down their run. Warrior Run, looking at statistics, looking at their game film, stuff like that, they primarily throw the ball. They can run it, but they primarily throw the ball. And I think Lewisburg is going to have to get a pass rush on their quarterback to get him out of rhythm, because he has some quality receivers. And Sammy Hall, the wide receiver, he's not a big guy, Steve, but he has over 500-yard receiving yards in four games. He has six touchdowns. He's a quality, quality receiver. And I think one of the things the coaches are emphasizing this week in practice is, yeah, they're going to catch the ball, but we don't want them to get yards after catch. Come up and make a sure tackle. They've been doing some tackling drills this week just to get into that form, you know, of making the good play and good solid tackles.
How important is it, and I know Warrior Run can throw it, how important will it be for Lewisburg to get to the lead and then force Warrior Run to try and throw it like that?
Well, I think that's important, especially since the games at Warrior Run, Steve. Just to try to take the crowd out of it a little. I know we're not going to have 100,000 like they do at Beaver Stadium, but it does. They can get the kids excited, you know, with the crowd screaming and yelling. They do get the players excited. So I think if Lewisburg can get a 1-2 score lead, that would go a long way towards helping them win the ball game. Plus, it plays into Lewisburg's hands of running the football and throwing when they want to instead of having to throw the football.
This is fun. I'm glad you're having fun with it. You deserve it.
Oh, it's a good time. It's fun to watch, Steve.
I bet it is. Hey, thanks so much, Greg. I know you'll have a great broadcast tomorrow night.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, let's turn to the Chief now. Boy, this is one of those tough conversations when a team has gone three games and has been outscored 99-0. And you and Kevin have really done everything you can to find every positive to this point. Has there been a constant positive that every game you can point to?
Yeah, I would just say that, there's a lot of young kids out on the field, and they're giving it everything they got. And the other thing, Steve, is the defense has played, I thought, exceptionally well. The score at halftime last Friday night probably should have been 0-0, but we had stopped Williamsport's running attack, and they ran a screen pass to the back out of the backfield on their left side, and the defensive end or the linebacker on that side was ordered to blitz, so they threw the ball to him, and there was nobody there, and there was nobody between him, and they ran everybody off with receivers. So it was a fourth down and about 10 or 15. So just one of those things. It seems like they play well in one play, gets the team either in good position to score or they do score. But overall, I've been very pleased with the defense the last two games.
How tough has it been, though, schedule-wise? I mean, look, that's a step up in class when they're taking out Williamsport. I mean, the timing of it really wasn't the best based on what we've seen.
Talk about timing. We play Jersey Shore tomorrow night after they lost their first game at the old Thompson Street Stadium. And that's not the greatest timing for us either. And last year we were the game right after the tragic loss of Max Engel in that Steelers Grove game. But the timing is I just thought our kids responded very well. They were down. They had a couple of kids that were injured, and the kids have stepped up and filled in. And again, we moved the football. And then there's one play that that just stops the drive, or we were penalty free, and we had a good drive going. And two plays in a row, we were in motion. So now instead of first and 10, it was first and 20. Those things really, really kill you. And unfortunately, that's happened more than I think anybody would want to if you were the coach.
Okay, so here's the next part. Sometimes we talk about taking a game. You know, let's win the quarter. Sometimes you talk about taking it series by series. Is it at the point with them where they've literally every play, they've got to be precise every play and start building a play, then build the next play, then to build the next play?
Yeah, that's a good point. I really think that you have to start counting the small successes. And stay positive. It's just one of the things that sometimes it's hard for professional and collegiate athletes to do, and it's difficult for high school kids to do because you have to develop that mindset. And I 2 weeks ago against Shamokin, I think we started to drive the ball after they had scored. And we had a 20-yard gain, and the back fumbled the ball, and Shamokin picked it up and went for a touchdown. So we were answering that. We were getting a good answer to their first touchdown, and it just happened to be that they lost the ball, and we were down 14-0. But I would be happy, and I'll tell you right now, Steve, our kids always play Jersey Shore tough. Mm-hmm. They do. I think before Shamokin, our Shikolimi was the last team to beat Jersey Shore. I think it was our field, I think it was at Thompson Street Stadium, but that was back in like 2018. But our kids play them tough; they don't back down, and you got to be proud of them when they do that. And it'll be an interesting evening tomorrow. Jersey Shore, I think it'll be a little different for them, and definitely be different for our kids. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
And by the way, everybody, Kevin has something he has to have taken care of tomorrow because of that. Steve Williams will work the game tomorrow night with Dave.
Yeah.
Chief, thanks so much.
Really appreciate you. And I apologize. I was working in the yard last week, and time got away from me. So I'm glad that Todd filled in for me.
No, he did a great job, and we were hoping Matt Cotrillo had the same excuse.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. Yep. Good day. All right. Bye-bye.
Now, you can tell Cotrillo every week he could work in the yard. What do you think, Todd? No?
That seems to be a little unfair to the boys.
Yeah, it's true, because they do need the extra money.
Well, and that's who'd end up having to do the work anyway.
Pretty much. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that's like, it didn't take long for him in life to transition into a supervisory role. All right, Sealands Grove. One last week, Todd, that's a good win for them because they needed to get back on track. When you talk with their staff, what did they tell you about what they did to get back on track?
Well, the big thing for them was just getting healthy for the most part up front, and they got the two linemen back that they were missing against Jersey Shore. You know, they were able to get they want to get the ball into Gavin Bastian's hands, and they were obviously able to do that. He had three touchdown catches, ran for another one, and had a long punt return. So, you know, it's a matter of health, and it's going to be, you know, we talked a lot about this last week when Schick went up to Williamsport. You know, the teams at Williamsport have played are now 2-14, but, you know, they're 4-0. So I'm not sure we're real sure how good they are yet.
So for Sealands Grove, what do they think has been a constant for them? And I mean a constant on the positive side.
I would say it's probably their defense. I mean, Ethan Miller is a two-time All-State kid in the middle, and he has not stopped. He's averaging over 10 tackles a game. And, you know, they've played well defensively, and I think they're probably pretty surprised with how well they've been able to throw the ball. I think that was the biggest question mark in the preseason with losing a three-year starter quarterback and bringing in a sophomore that really only had a little bit of mop-up experience as a freshman last year and being unsure of what they were going to get out of him in the passing game. I mean he's up over 400 yards the first four games, which is all they really needed with the kind of running game that they have.
So what do you think the key is in this week's game?
I think it's more on Sealands Grove's side. I think they feel like, you know, they feel confident going up there with the way Shikalimi played, defended a Williamsport offense that is probably as balanced as they've seen so far this year other than Jersey Shore. So
especially the first half,
yeah. And, you know, in the way – and I think they just want to continue to be okay offensively and to put points on the board. I think, that, again, like I said, that was their biggest question mark coming into the season, and they were able to put 42 points on the board and limit, you know, Central Mountain scored twice, but one of those was on a kick return or on a long kick return. So they were kind of able to limit them offensively. I just think, you know, they want to get the same kind of effort because the schedule gets appreciably tougher in the back half. They still have Shamokin, Danville, and Hollidaysburg, who are all currently undefeated, left on the schedule.
All right, let me ask you something about Williamsport for a moment. The schedule, of course, as you mentioned, hasn't been great, but they keep winning. So is there a thought process on the Sealands Grove side? Like, we got to get to the lead on this team because they're playing with, look, success breeds success. Success breeds confidence. In other words, make this team uncomfortable for the first time because they are so confident.
And I think that's a good point. I think that's pretty key for the Seals because, again, you know, they haven't played anybody, but, hey, you still have to go out on the field and win the games, which is exactly what they've done. And, you know, they have a veteran coach who's, you know, been around the block. Mike Pearson's up there now who was the Lycoming College coach who was the head coach at Lycoming College. And, you know, you talk with Dave about the size of the school. I mean, I think they're dressing 80 kids, which is way bigger than anybody else in this area.
Wow.
So it's going to be, you know, Sealingsville is going to have to be able to stand up to that depth as well, because that's not that's probably one of Sealingsville's weaknesses, as shown up at Jersey Shore. Is, you know, they're real young. If some of those seniors have to leave the game with injuries.
All right, there's our high school roundtable for this week. We will come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive. From Sunbury Motors Hyundai. You'll be busting through the snow this winter with these incredible all-wheel drive savings. Lease a third-row seat all-wheel drive Santa Fe for only $450 a month for 36 months. Choose a 2024 all-wheel drive Sonata for only $29,674. Or a 2025 all-wheel drive Kona for just $28,968. Looking for a compact truck? Sunbury Motors Hyundai has 17 Santa Cruzes in stock with savings up to $17,74. Remember, all new Hyundais come with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles.
We're not done.
Lease an 80 MPG Hyundai Tucson plug-in hybrid for only $465 a month for 36 months. Sunbury Motors has 53 Tucsons available. Hard to believe it, but winter is just around the corner. And now is the time to save big money on your next new all-wheel drive Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
36-month leases are 10,000 miles a year with $4,000 down. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.